Yo, I'm the Phallic Dwighty. I'm back. Not with my partner, Brandon Booty. He's guiding. Working every day, I bet. I love being able to come to this microphone and talk about the industry of fly fishing to basically an audience of nobody. Speaking of which, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in, and at least we've got an upward arrow. Last week we came in at a big zero, and this week we came in at two. And two's better than zero. Unfortunately, those two, one of them is my blood-sucking ex-wife and her attorney. I used to think the attorney was the bloodsucker, but no, the river goddess is more. There's rats in the corn. More rats. A couple months ago, we talked about a southern billionaire by the name of James Cox Kennedy. And how he bought into the industry through a reputable, legit vendor, Loop. This isn't just another billionaire, you know, buying into fly fishing. This is a guy that challenged to the last moment through the Montana Supreme Court, challenging bridge access for the public on Montana fisheries. In the state of Montana, if you can get on a city, county, or federal bridge, you can legally access that public water right there. And he challenged that on, I believe, Sailor Lane on the Ruby River. I've talked about this, so you know I don't want to waste time, but he, you know, because of that, you know, he bought Loop, and you know that's there's a lot of money buying vendors out there that are interesting, and I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to rant about that. So you know this you're talking about rats in the corn, you know, Mr. Kennedy. I mean, you know, he's got to be the big rat, the top rat. You know, I mean, like that rat in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Except only evil. And I'm not bagging on, you know, James Cox Kennedy because he's a billionaire. Hell no. Or that he bought Loop as a billionaire. Fuck no. I love success. You know, I can only imagine the pussy. I salute you, sir. However, you're still the top rat. And now there's more rats. Every quality vendor has a territory sales rep. And if they don't, they're not a big time vendor. Or they're too fucking cheap to, you know, pay a sales rep. I've talked about a sales rep that I've done a lot of business with and have gotten to know over the last 10, 12 years. By the name of Eric Neufeld. And, you know, this gentleman is, you know, represented all the big, you know, all the biggies, Sims, Winston. I mean, he's got a good book of business. I mean, he's earned it. He's been in the fucking industry for like almost three decades. And let me tell you, that just generally doesn't happen. You know, that's a long time to survive in this game. So about 6 to 8 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, I don't know, I rehook up with him just, you know, talking about this or, you know, meeting about, you know, to look at this. And, you know, that was when I found out that he left, you know, really his big and key vendor, which is Sims Fishing Products out of Bozeman. And right now, you know, Sims is kind of a hot topic. I mean, I still, you know, Eric Neufeld, in the entire time that I knew this gentleman, have known him, he pisses Sims orange. In terms of supporting that vendor that pays him to watch their territory, sell their territory, you know, to all the fly shops, Eric Neufeld was the best. He just was the fucking best. Pro. Okay? And so, in talking to him, I find out that, you know, he, like I said, he's left Sims, and it just, like, you know, that was That was a lightning bolt. All of a sudden, as a dealer, I felt less secure. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, get into what, you know, the details of it, but, you know, you can imagine what the details are. So, you know, as everybody knows, you know, Sims was bought a couple of years ago, and now there's some sort of makeover that's happened. I think it's internal. It's the same company, but they've changed their corporate name, something like that. And I don't have enough interaction with them corporately to, like, have it make a difference. But I immediately felt less secure when Eric Neufeld wasn't my Sims rep. Immediately. You know, I'm a savvy fucking retailer, and I know that, like, Sims reps really fucking matter. Territory reps matter, excuse me. And to have him gone is just, like, to my biggest key vendor, I'm like, whoa. I mean, you know, basically, like all companies, it's about the fucking bottom line. And with some entities, financial entities that buy corporations, including fly fishing, it's not bought because of the passion for the sport, meaning that, you know, the dudes behind the dollars are fucking avid anglers. It's not always like that. I don't know how the fuck it works, you know, if it's not like that. I don't see that. You know, where's the passion? You know, fly fishing is tough. It's tough. It's wonderful. It's over the top fulfillment. But it's still tough to make money. I've said it 100 times. And that includes for fucking companies that make great shit. So, it's a massive, massive warning flag when I see, you know, my rep not there anymore. Okay. So, by the way, this gentleman, you know, represented Sims in, you know, a couple of different territories for, you know, somewhere between 20 and 25 years, which is right in there with the modern day era of fly fishing. So it's kind of a stunner. So as my audience of nobody knows, I'm transitioning to Thermopolis, Wyoming professionally in my fly shop. And so I had to switch I had to officially change my account because I was going to a new territory, a new market. And it was fine for the most part. You know, Mr. Neufeld, my main guy, wasn't there anymore. But I got handed off to equally as good of a territory pro. This gentleman's been around, same story, 20, 25 years, and he's represented Sims for all of that. So we have a conversation. You know, my thing is I'm trying to get, you know, over the shock of fucking my man being gone. I'm telling you, what I'm talking about internally within the industry, regional industry, is a big fucking deal to me. That's why I'm ranting. So at the time, I'm like, he's like, no problem on your transition in your account. You're good. We'll set you up down there. You're fine. And, you know, we kind of casually talk about what's transpired, and we're both kind of on the page of, fuck, as long as the quality maintains, you know, I got to stay in it. You know, I piss Sims orange. And, you know, this pro's like, me too. 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks pass, boom, he's gone. Fuck. I mean, you know, if I was going to put that in NBA basketball terms, that's out of your starting five. You just lost fucking Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen like that. Get it? These cats protect the territory. They watch vendors. They make sure the right people are buying the stuff, meaning real dealers. And, you know, they promote the brand with, you know, a bulk of their business, which is still fly shops. So, you know, here's my top brand, my key vendor. And I'm, you know, having lost now these two reps, I'm like, what the fuck? Jordan's gone? Pippen too? Not fucking cool. Yeah. You know, the whole thing's a Dallas thing, of course. Which means, you know, somebody's clawing back compensation. Because why? Because number one, they don't understand the fucking rep business, and they don't understand the relationship between territory sales reps and fly shops. Trust me, it's real. It's necessary. They fucking work hard for dudes like me. They earn their money, territory sales reps. So, you know, I that's where I go with rats in the corn. Because I have a strong feeling through some inside info that the leaders that represent what is now not Vista, I don't think there's a big executive, you know, fishing culture there. I mean, you know, Jesus, I mean, you know, I started back when KC Walsh owned Sims, and the KC is a, you know, an extremely avid fisherman. Yeah, I'm going to Kamchatka next week, and then boom, over to Hawaii for big bones. And I mean, you know, seriously, I mean, that cat, you know, lived it. And, you know, in working with other executives after, you know, KC sold it, I mean, they kind of had to. I would imagine in Sims' corporate office, you know, back in the day, if you didn't fish, they're like, you're an outsider, bitch. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know how much of a Sims cult. I mean, I got to be careful here because, you know, I'm a Sims dealer, and, you know, I still piss Sims orange. But, you know, I would say I'm definitely alarmed. And, you know, the interesting part of me being alarmed is about 2 months ago, whatever, I did a podcast that involved a Montana fly shop really going at it against Sims Online. You know, Dave and Goliath shit. So, I mean, I'm not... This fly shop that did this, I mean, you know, that's a guy doing no Sims business truly banging on Sims, and that's how I took it. You know, I'm a guy who really does Sims business, and you know, that's, you know, I'm getting there. You know, I because they still make a lot of the best stuff, and I still am proud to represent them retail, but it's hard for me to, like, you know, understand how you don't make it work for, you know, Jordan and Pippen. You know, I don't see that. I don't get that. That's bad corporate management. That's bad decision making. It's a crazy world out there now, and there's a lot of product out there now. And, you know, it's not like 10, 12, 15 years ago where you got to say, fuck it, you know, all you got to have is Sims. They're still a player, but it just isn't quite, there's a lot of entities out there. Just like online business and competition, there's just, it's everywhere. So, you know, more rats in the corn. That's it. The end of episode one. I'm the Foul Hooked Whitey, out.